Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 18th edition. Hope everybody had a good Tuesday. Recording a little earlier, so all the final results aren't in yet, but the Rays went bananas. Cruz, Arozarena, and Zunino went bananas, so that was great. You got the Angels busting it open late. You got some really good pitching out there overall, so it was an overall pretty good slate. We'll see how things wrap up. Coors Field's been kind of quiet. Still got half that game to go, so we'll see what happens there, but got to record a little early tonight. Got other recordings to do after this. We'll get you started on your Wednesday first look action, as we always do here on MLB DFS Quick Hits. There's a five-game early slate that'll be broken down in the chats and in the content at rotoballer.com. But join me in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. It's free. We can answer all your questions there to help you out. I'm on Twitter at BDNtrick as well if you have any questions. But this will be strictly the 10-game main slate. Also, if you'd like to give a rate and review for the podcast, MLB DFS Quick Hits, I truly appreciate it. And you season-long players, go check out Bench with Bubba on Tuesday night. Recorded Bubba and the Bat Flip, another episode there, recapping the week in Fab, another interesting fantasy baseball discussion. So go check that out, Bench with Bubba. Give a rate and review there. Also, last but not least, Prize Picks. It's a great way to play DFS and prop bets all in one. It's so much fun. You have to pick at least 2 to 5 different bets, like kind of parlay them together in theory, different prop bets. They already have football bets. They have season-long football bets. They have week 1 football bets. They have preseason. They have all the sports. They have like JLI. They have disc golf. They have everything you can think of. So come, we drop picks in the Slack chat all the time. But if you're new to prop picks, sign up using promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A. You'll get a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. So I recommend checking that out. All right, everybody, let's get cracking on this 10-game main slate. Let's go over the totals that we have so far. We won't have them all just yet, but Red Sox-Yankees total of 10. There's a good reason for that. Braves-Marlins 7.5, Angels-Tigers 8.5, Brewers-Cardinals 7, Mariners-Rangers 9, Astros-Royals 9.5, A's-White Sox 8.5. It really stinks that Coors Field's on the early slate because Jake Arrieta's pitching. Yep, that's going to be chalky rocky action, and you're just going to play it because that's the way she goes. But let's get going on this 10-game slate. Pitching is pretty good, actually. You got Freddy Peralta at 10-2 at the St. Louis Cardinals if you want to go there. We saw Burns have a no-no, I think, going into the sixth on Tuesday, but not a lot of strikeouts. That's a concern with the Cardinals. We talk about it a lot. Now, in the month of August, I narrowed my search down. They're only striking out 19% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 276 average and a 109 WRC plus. So, like, their average, a little over 9% above average offensively versus righties. Decent batting average, not a lot of strikeouts, lots of balls in play. Freddy Peralta's great at 10-2. Don't get me wrong. Phenomenal, phenomenal arm. So, if you want to go there, you can. You might just want to save some cash and go elsewhere. Like Lance Lynn at 10K against Oakland, you can save $200. Oakland's really good, but I think Lance Lynn has similar appeal in this matchup versus Oakland, especially for the fact you got an Oakland A's team that in the month of August is striking out 21% of the time first right-handed pitches. Got a little bit of a boost there, but still 264 average and a lot of pop, 135 WRC plus. Could be a little dicey for Lynn. So you got Peralta, you got Lynn, both good plays more often than not. I prefer Peralta over Lynn personally, just because I know the overall upside's there. But I'll just save some cash and I'll go to Charlie Morton, $9,700 at the Miami Marlins. Tukey got the job done on Monday. Yeah, Noah looked really good on Tuesday before his outing got cut short just because, you know, he went 5 1/3, 4Ks, looked really good. No runs. They'll keep stretching him out. But Charlie Morton's $9,700. We talk about it time and time again. This guy's been outstanding. 6 or more innings pitched in 8 of his last 9 starts. He's given up 4 earned runs, like 3 earned runs or less in 8 of his last 9 starts. He has 6 or more Ks in 8 of his last 9 starts. And he basically has like 17 or more points in 7 of his last 9 starts. A lot of 20-point efforts in there. It was fun when Morton was cheaper. Now he's up to $9,700. Changes things a little bit. Makes it a little different. But you got Miami striking out 26% of the time versus righties in August. They are hitting 258, 106 WRC+, 180 ISO. But those strikeouts are legit. and Morton knows how to get him. He might give up a few runs. He might give up the long ball. It's what Charlie Morton does. But more often than not, he's getting you 5-6 plus strikeouts time and time again. This Marlins offense does have some swing and miss. So Chucky Morton at 97, big fan of that one. Jack Flaherty's intriguing at 91 when 81 pitches his last time out. I'm assuming he'll go 85 to 90. So you can go Jack at 91 if you want. I respect this Milwaukee offense. I'm not looking to get in the way. You saw what Waino did. Waino was good, but not a lot of strikeouts. Kind of waded through the waters. Like, Flaherty's better than Wainwright. We can agree on that one. Still, Milwaukee's only striking out 17.5% of the time, hitting 275 with a 210 ISO and a 113 WRC plus in August. I think I'll just go to Morton, or I'll go cheaper. I don't really know if I want to get in the way of that Milwaukee offense on this slate. I can go cheaper with Shohei Ohtani at $8,600. Like, this is an angle I'd go with. Yeah, Shohei Ohtani. We know every once in a while the command's an issue and it could be a problem, but he's facing the Detroit Tigers. And this is the team I like more often than not for discounts, but they're also striking out 28.6% of the time in the month of August against right-handed pitching, hitting 200 with a 114 ISO and a 56 WRC plus. This Detroit offense, which was playing very good in May and June, even parts of July, it has hit a roadblock in August. So Shohei Ohtani at 86, you could pair him up with Charlie Morton. Really nice 1-2 punch on this slate. If you want to save some cash, Marco Gonzalez, you can go back to him. I touted him last time. I even wrote him up in the free DraftKings picks at rotoballer.com. 9 innings, 1 run, 9 Ks against this same Texas Rangers offense. He has 7 or more Ks in 4 straight starts. He's gone 6 or more in 3 straight, and he's got just 16 or more points in 4 straight starts. He's $7,600 against a Texas team we keep talking about struggling tremendously offensively, especially against lefties. 21% K rate, 211 average, 58 WRC plus versus lefties in the month of August. So Marco's back in play. Tariq Skubal in tournaments only, $7,400. We talk about it. He either gives up home runs and gets in trouble, or he gives up no home runs, gets the strikeouts, and he's golden. That's Tariq Skubal to a T. Last two outings, 5 innings, 6 innings, no runs because no homers, 6Ks, 4Ks, 19.7 or more points. Previous two starts, 3 home runs in each start. Got blasted. Start before that, no home runs. Great. Start before that, 2 home runs, 1 home runs, nothing. No home runs, no home runs. Great. I know it sounds simple, but it's his whole thing goes to hell when he gives up home runs. He can't even like navigate through it. Like I mentioned, Morton will give up home runs, but he'll still strike guys out, get you 20 plus points. Skubal has not figured that out yet. It just rattles him down to the core. So if he can keep the ball in the ballpark, that's why he's a tournament play. He's going to be interesting. And it's an Angels team that is striking out almost 20. That's versus righties. Is striking out 24% of the time versus left-handed pitching, hitting only 201 with the 57 WRC plus in the month of August. So I think Skubal's a great tournament play at $7,400 because I think a lot of people will go to Marco Gonzalez after the performance he put against Texas last time, and I don't blame anybody. I really like that play. But I think Skubal's a phenomenal tournament pivot off of Marco Gonzalez. Your other cheap option down here is Mad Bum. $7,100 just continues to put quality starts out there for you. He's gone 6 or more innings in 4 straight starts, 2 earned runs or less in each of those starts, 4 Ks or more. He's got you 17.6 or more points in 4 straight starts. He's been absolutely outstanding right now, just getting the job done, becoming a real pitcher, navigating things, going about 95 to 100 pitches, nothing fancy, and he gets a Philadelphia team that's going to be missing Rhys Hoskins yet again. So you got that going for you, and they're striking out 24.4% of the time versus lefties in the month of August. They are hitting 253 with a 227 ISO and a 114 WRC plus. That's not the most ideal situation. So Mad Bum's a tournament only. I've been using him a lot in cash lately, but this is a different situation, different matchup here. But he's still in play in tournaments for sure. Like if you want to save and punt, like Mad Bum's a very viable punt because at worst, you know the ceiling Mad Bum can give you that a lot of the other punts aren't going to offer you. And that's tremendous. So recapping your pitch, you got Peralta, Lynn, Morton up top. I got Morton as my favorite pitcher up top, followed by Peralta, followed by Lynn. You can go Flaherty if you want. I'd rather just get up to the Morton, Peralta, Lynn category, or from Flaherty, drop down to Shohei Ohtani at 86. That's kind of where I range there. It's like, take one of the big three up top or take Ohtani at 86. I might miss out on a Flaherty start, but so be it. Saving some cash, Marco Gonzalez, phenomenal play, probably popular after his last outing. I think Skubal is a great GPP pivot off of Marco Gonzalez. And Bumgarner is very much in play in tournaments as well. So really good options here. I think the pairing I'm ideally wanting right now as a record later on Tuesday night, I want Ohtani and Morton. That's where I'm leaning right now. But I mentioned some of these other teams, the strikeout rates, the overall production versus some of these handedness. You got some advantages in these lineups if you so choose. All right, let's check out the bats on this slate here. Catcher's position, kicking it off. You get Will Smith at 52. That price is getting up there, so it's getting tougher and tougher to pay for him. But I get it. He's on a heater right now. So if you want to ride the heater, you can. Otherwise, you save some cash like we usually do at the position. You got Mike Zunino. If he cracks the lineup, we prefer him versus lefties. He went deep on Tuesday, as we thought. You get Spencer Watkins, who's a massive pitch to contact guy. Tampa Bay, I'm going to be back on that train in a big way on Wednesday night. He's $4,100 if you want to go there. You don't have to, because like if it's a lefty, I kind of force it. But Zunino, he's hitting everything right now. I mean, I think that's four games in a row with home runs now, actually. That's actually five games in a row with home runs for Mike Zunino. So double digits and obviously five straight games. And he's hit safely like in nine straight games now. So swinging it well, righties, lefties, does not matter at this point in time. Zunino at $4,100. Cheaper than that, though, you got guys like Luis Torrens, maybe. Like I don't mind chasing Fulton Nevich, but I'm not looking to go there. If Francisco Mejia gets a start for Tampa Bay, though, that's what I was looking for. He's $3,200. That's a really nice piece of Tampa for cheap. I like that option for you. Other cheap options, you could look at guys. It's nasty. Christian Vasquez. He went deep on Tuesday. We got Andrew Heaney on the bump, folks, in Yankee Stadium, so we know how this goes. There's probably two, three home runs at least coming up in this one. So Christian Vasquez at 27 is a really good tournament play on that one. Maybe Jason Castro at 25 or Singer for Houston. I'd rather have Christian Vasquez for 200 more, but you can definitely go that direction if you so choose. Other than that, just kind of see what comes out in these lineups. First base position for you here, you got Matty Olson. I'm not looking to fade Lynn, but you got Muncy. Dodgers will very much be in play. Muncy's first base, second. He's only first base eligible on Tuesday. He has the night off. Now he's first base, second eligible on Wednesday. Go figure. But he gets JT Brubaker, who you can pound, especially with first lefties. Dodgers are very, very live in this one. So Max Muncy at 57, I like quite a bit. Jose Abreu went deep on Tuesday. You can go right back to Irvin. I didn't mention that Bassett took a line drive off the dome. It was terrifying. Reports right now, he's at the hospital. He's conscious. He's fine. They're running tests, so we'll see. But pretty scary stuff. But Abreu swinging it really well, 5,600 versus Irvin. It's definitely a play you can make in that one. Cheaper options, though, below the 5K range. You got guys like Ty France versus Folty. If you're looking to force Folty, it's 4K. But G-Man Choi at 39, nice cheaper Tampa Bay piece going up against pitch-to-contact Watkins, as we talked about. Choi hasn't really been consistent, but he's hit safely in three of his last four games. Maybe he's a good tournament play at 39 if you're stacking them up. Other cheap options here. Luke Voit is on fire right now. I know Anthony Rizzo's back any day, but Luke Voit went deep in game two of the double dip. He was 1-for-2 with two ribbies in the first game of the double dip. He's got double-digit points in three of his last four games. He's hit safely in four straight games. He's homered in two of those four. So he's really swinging it good. He's 3,500 versus Nick Pavetta. So that's a nice, cheap first base option for you. Ryan Mountcastle is back. He's $3,400. Yarborough's coming off the COVID IL, and he was struggling tremendously before he hit that IL. So Mountcastle at 34 definitely checks the box with some value as well. Bobby Dalback's only 31 versus Andrew Heaney. Beautiful. Boston, so you got Vasquez at 27. You got Dalback at 31. There's two cheap pieces of Boston if you're looking for it. Get one to take Andrew Heaney to Pound Town. So that's always a good one. Other than that, like you can make arguments for a punt Colin Moran if you want, but for 100 more, you can get Dalback. I think I'll take Dalback in that scenario. Like you could go Christian Walker. I'm probably not going there. He's been so inconsistently bad and really hasn't shown any power yet. So yeah, just kind of stick to those ones at 3,100 or higher for now. Second base position, again, Muncy's 57. Altuve is always worth a look. Trey Turner's 54. He's in play as well. But Brandon Lau at 53, love it, versus pitch to contact Watkins. That is a phenomenal look there for Brandon Lau at 53. Like that one a lot. And then Ozzie Albies at 5K. The Braves were on fire. They got shut down against Sandy Alcantara. Kind of saw that coming. Told you guys I wasn't on him. Pretty simple stuff. We go back to facing Luzardo. Luzardo's been bad, bad command, bad overall. Probably not going long for the game. Ozzie Albies hits lefties well. 5K, I like that a lot. Josh Rojas at 49, I'm liking him too. Comes in super low owned, super consistent. So that Lau, Albies, Rojas category, really strong there from 49 to 53. Brandon Lau being my favorite in that bunch. Going down cheaper though, like Kiki Hernandez at 46 versus Heaney. If you're stacking Boston, don't even mind a Whit Merrifield at 45 versus Greinke, because I fade Greinke to begin with, but Whit could always be a sneaky little tournament play for you. Jazz Chisholm at 4K is a GPP play versus Morton, because Morton will give up some from time to time. We know this. So if you want to get really frisky, Chisholm at 4K is there. I'm not going to load up on him. If you're playing like 3 max or less, don't have Jimmy Jazz Chisholm. But if you want to take a big gamble, he's got the upside to pay off that kind of gamble. Cheaper options, you got Ramon Urias at 29 if you so choose. But otherwise, not a ton down here that's really standing out. Yanni Hernandez for Texas, second base, third base. He'll likely lead off versus Marco. He's 2,400. So he's a guy you could take a punt with, is Yanni Hernandez at 2,400. Third base position for you here. Justin Turner had the day off on Tuesday, 56, sure. But Rafael Devers at 54 in that lefty-lefty matchup is quite enticing. I like that. You got Kyle Seager at 47 versus Folty, outstanding. Austin Riley, dude is on fire, went boom-boom on Tuesday night against Bender out of the bullpen. He gets Lizardo at 46, so Seager at 47, Riley at 46. Two nice, like, 4K options there with some nice power upside in their matchup. You can go to Joey Wendell at 42 if you want another cheap Tampa Bay piece. He's not lighting the world on fire, but he's hitting 270 over his last 10. He's hit safely in 8 of his last 10. He's got, like, 7 or more in 5 of his last 10. So he's not lighting the world on fire, but you can see him contributing if the Rays go bananas. Joey could have a piece of that at 4,200. Got Candelario at 39. He's always relevant in a GPP. Cheaper options, though, when you get down to the low 3Ks. Aledmys Diaz at 34. I prefer him versus a lefty, but if he's hitting in the middle of that Astros order like he has been, he's still in play there versus Brady Singer. Rooting a door in a tournament versus Nick Pivetta at 31 is not too shabby. Not too shabby at all. If you want to get really weird for a value home run possibility, you can go to Odor at 3,100. Then Yadier Hernandez at 24 would be my other cheap option down here. Shortstop, Tim Anderson versus lefty at 57 is outstanding. We like that one quite a bit. You got Trey Turner at 54. Wander Franco at 53 is a great play for Sammy Watkins. Like that one a lot. So like Franco and Anderson, and then you got Bogarts versus Heaney at 52. You got some bangers up here. I'd go Anderson, Bogarts, Franco, but they're all great plays up top. Dansby Swanson at 48 is a nice tournament look. Mentioned Josh Rojas earlier. Jazz Chisholm, mentioned him earlier. Gavin Lux is back, not running to play him, but he's only 3,700. If you want a cheaper piece of the Dodgers, maybe. I could see the appeal there, but see if he's actually even on a lineup because he was playing Tuesday, but that was because Turner and Muncy had the night off, so we'll see how that pans out. Ramon Urias, again, 2,900 as a discount. Kevin Newman's 26 if you need a punt as well. Otherwise, there's really not a ton that I'm in love with when it comes to punts at the position. Hoy Park at 2K could be a punt for you, like a massive for Pittsburgh. Shortstop, outfield, I'd only use him at shortstop. I would not punt him in the outfield. But if you want a super shortstop punt, Hoy Park leading off for Pittsburgh against White and the Dodgers bullpen, you could do worse. Outfield, I always don't mind Starling Marte, Bryce Harper, but these matchups aren't as appealing to me. You got Aaron Judge at 54. You got Nelson Cruz coming off a double dong Tuesday. Obviously, both versus lefties. But you get Watkins at 53, so still love some Woe Nelly in this one. Eloy at 51 versus Irvin's outstanding. That's a great play. So is JD Martinez at 48. So you're getting some guys cheaper that are still great, if not better than these high-priced guys. Like JD at 48, you know, in a normal year where people like respect JD, he's 5,600 or so. So 48 there. Giancarlo went deep on Tuesday. He's 47. But like Austin Meadows versus Watkins at 47 is quite intriguing. He had the day off. I'm going to keep running out Randy Rosarena. He's 46, had another double-digit production game. I believe that's 5 or 6 straight double-digit DK games. So give me some Rosarena in that matchup at 4,600. He's one to circle as well. And some cheaper options in a tournament. Joey Gallo at 45 is not too shabby in a tournament. Kyle Schwarber against Heaney. If you want to get real frisky at 42, you can. But Hunter Renfroe at 41, I love that versus Heaney. He loves crushing lefties. He's crushing everybody. Crushes lefties. 4,100 for Renfroe is a good look for you there. Some cheaper ones. You got Brantley at 39. We got Adam Duvall. I believe he homered on Monday. He's 3,800 versus Lizardo. That's a great price point. Solaire's 38 as well. Both great looks right there. Duvall might be the better upside because he's the one streaking right now. They're both very streaky hitters. So pick your poison is what that comes down to. Then when you get to the low threes, Joe Adell, he went deep on Tuesday night to bust that one open for the Angels in the ninth. He's 3,400, not running to play it. Like Lou Bob at 33, I'd love versus Irvin. That's a great value. So was Andrew Vaughn at 32. So Andrew Vaughn at 32, Lou Bob at 33, both phenomenal values in their matchups versus Irvin. Really good looks in those two. Manny Margot at 31, possibly. I like some other options in Tampa Bay, but it's a cheap piece of Tampa Bay. If you so choose, Seth Brown at 29. I'm not looking to target Lynn, but that's a value if you need to play some interesting, sneaky plays. But Anthony Santander, Austin Hayes, both 28 versus Yarbrough. I don't mind attacking Yarbrough. I don't know if I'm going all in on attacking Yarbrough just yet, but it is on the agenda because he was scuffling tremendously. Jared Kelenic at 26 versus Folty is outstanding. That's a great one because lefties, Folty. You guys know the drill by now. So that's a really good look for you. Other cheap options as we scroll down, there's a ton of them these days. Like Gregory Polanco is 24. One of the better values on this entire slate is Kevin Kiermaier at 2,400 bucks. Dude's hitting 370 over his last 10 games, 4 extra base hits, even a stolen base. He's averaging almost 10 points per game. He has 14 or more points in three of his last four. $2,400 versus Watkins. Kiermaier is a phenomenal value. So is Brett Phillips at 23, as he's averaging almost 9 points over his last 10. He has 17 or more, 17-0, 20-34 in his last four games. He's 2,300. So Phillips, Kiermaier, two bottom of the order Tampa Bay bats. You could wrap it around with your Riz Reynas and your Cruises or whatever. Don't have to break the bank. You'll be unique. Fun way to get some Tampa exposure there versus Watkins. I'm going to be stacking up some Tampa. That's for darn sure in this one. And then, you know, check lineups because you got like DJ Peters. Like I told you, he's boomer bust. He was a bust on Tuesday. This is what he does. He's 2,200. So that's just something to think about. He's got tons of power, tons of swing and miss. So I think Joey Gallo on a mediocre day. You got that going for you. But lots of options down here. We'll have to see what lineups come out. Like Hoyt Park, Ben Gamel are both 2K if you need to get frisky. So you got options for sure. Recapping your pitching real quick on this one, you can go like the three guys up top, Peralta, Lynn, Morton. Morton's my favorite, followed by Peralta, followed by Lynn. You can go Flaherty if you want, but I'd rather go up to Morton or down to Shohei Ohtani. Like in a perfect world, I'm pairing up Morton and Ohtani if I'm making a single lineup. That's what I'm looking at. And then when you're looking for discounts, you got Marco at 76, Skubal at 74, Bumgarner at 71. I got it, Marco, Bumgarner, Skubal. I think Skubal is a phenomenal tournament pivot off of what should potentially be a chalky Marco Gonzalez. Stacking it up on this slate, we love Boston versus Andrew Heaney, and you can flip around with New York. It's a game stack scenario. The over-under is 10 in that game. Not a problem either way, but I prefer Boston versus Heaney, the Renfros of the world, the right-handed bats. We mentioned Dahlback's cheap. Christian Vasquez is cheap. You got tons of options in that lineup. JD Martinez, I don't, and Bogarts, I don't mind Devers, of course, but like Renfro and Vasquez and Dahlback are quite intriguing to me, to say the least. Some other options for you, like you could go to Seattle versus Fulte, of course, but the Dodgers are very, very much in play in their matchup. Tampa Bay, loving some Tampa Bay against Baltimore. Rosarena, we talked about. Brandon Lau, I love. You got the value of Phillips and Kiermaier. You got Zunino. You got tons of options. Cruz, tons of options in Tampa Bay. Big fan of that. So lots of ways to go on this slate. Lineups might dictate even more as we get closer to lock about 24 hours from now, or like, you know, 20 hours from now. But hope everybody enjoys the show. You can find me on Twitter at BDEntric. If you give a rate and review on iTunes of MLB DFS Quick Hits, I truly appreciate it. Also, go check out Bench with Bubba for your season-long fantasy baseball needs. You give a rate and review over there. Go check out Prize Picks. If you're new to Prize Picks, use promo code Bubba, B-U-B-B-A, when you create your account to get a first-time deposit bonus up to $100. I truly would appreciate that. And come join us in the Fantasy DGen Slack chat. But for now, this was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Wednesday, August 18th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance, because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.